4. Taoshin sat on a boulder near the base of a mountain, his head low. With Malarin's wing draped over his head, the cool breeze rolling down the snow-capped peak stayed clear of his face. Viewing the world through his mother's eyes had proven to be a chore. Untrained and unreliable, she rarely knew what to focus on without being told. Her years of banishment in the grinding mill basin had clearly not produced a cunning she-dragon. She knew little more than brute force and bloodshed. It was no wonder Magnar got rid of her. Having a dullard for a mate had to be taxing to the point of insanity. Still, with so few dragons, every male needed to find a proper mate to help populate Starlight, and only one or two intelligent females remained available. One of the barrier wall guardians, Birka, displayed high intelligence, but she was not pliable enough. Only one female displayed an excellent blend of intelligence and naivete that allowed her to be manipulated, and soon it would be time to inform Zenith of the good news that she would become queen of the Southland's dragons.
"Mother," Taoshin whispered, "kindly look at my subjects. The time has come to address them."
"Very well, but do not think you can treat me like a slave. I am not Xena."
Malarin's vision focused on the gathered dragons, allowing him to scan them through her eyes from their elevated position. Nestled in a depression between two mountains in the southern border range, all 54 remaining dragons sat in various resting poses, some on their haunches and some stretched out in the stubby grass.
"I would never treat you as I did Xena, Mother. She was a foul human, a former Starlighter. She was useful for learning, but her value as a vision vessel was minimal. I used and disposed of her. You, however, I value above all others, and my loyalty to you should be unquestioned. Did we not make a thorough search until we found you?"
"Oxad's cave was an easy guess."
"True, but that does not minimize my desire to find you. In any case, one tidbit of information I learned from Xena will allow me to lure..."